Normally, with the kinds of weather, you know, I can't get my camera out. Yeah, raining. And so I'm just standing here like underneath, so I could just get my camera out, eh? Thanks to the Swissy Terror, eh? But I'm still there. Look, it's all wet. Swissy enjoys this, you know, you can see that in the comments. They absolutely enjoy this, you know, like terrorizing people. So I've got one beer left. I'm gonna sit down here. Here's my fridge. Look at that, it's my fridge here. And yeah, nice weather, eh? Imagine, you're now breaking up your tent, you know, in this weather, you have no idea. Windy, raining, everything gets wet. If it's snowing, it's even worse. All the snow melts, you get it everywhere. And then rain just goes all vertically, you know, like the pharaohs, the vertical rule, the Freemasons, the old world order, you know. But snow, it goes horizontally, you know, you get it everywhere. Very tiring. Yeah. Maybe that's why they got it from the Egyptians when they came to Europe. You know, let's give them, in winter there's the horizontal rule, and then like in autumn you got the vertical rule. It's quite horizontal with the, you know, you see it's windy, you know, but it's windy. Even the rain is horizontal, right? And sometimes the trees go horizontal, you know. A couple of times it fell down just next to my tent. Yeah. Reminds me of this film, The Village. Go see it, it's fantastic. People even do it in, you know, they just found a whole village, a whole family in the north of Europe. I think it was Netherlands, I think, you know, they're all living like in the village. Children were like in their 20s, they never saw anybody else. Well, okay. Oh, look, I'm a little birdie, you know, look at my shoes. Oh, look at that, you know. Oh, my man has a nice car, you know, because he's bringing the twigs to the nest. Not a little nice pharaoh gives him a nice car like that, eh? Look at that, eh? Oh my man, he's a good bird. He bringing the twigs and the food to the nest, eh? But, you know, what the fuck if you lay the eggs and elf are fucking then, eh? Oh look, I'm a little birdie, look at my shoes. Oh, click, 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 you know? Well, but what the fuck if you lay the fucking eggs? You know what you're gonna do then? It isn't finished. I'm not a little fucking bird. You know, I'm a human being, eh? I want to have freedom. I don't want you to be your bird in your fucking nest builder. The fuck, you know? Yes, Pharaoh. Yes, yes, Mr. Pharaoh, we just do what you tell me. And we are the good slaves, and another week, and another week, another month, every time the same. Go shopping, get a car. Oh, look, I got the latest model Mini. I'm so happy. I mean, I heard on the internet that we are slaves, but I don't care, I got me Mini, you know. You're going off, you know, I can stuff it all full with food every week. What should I care about it, eh? I'm a happy slave, eh? Pharaoh's looking well after me, doesn't he? You know, my wife, she loves me, you know, because I, you know, look, I earn money, buy a car and, you know, get everything for the nest, you know, So you can put on these sort of shoes, like, you know, and I'll, you know, and the rest, yeah. Hey, I'm a good slave, hey? Yeah. You know, just all for the nest. I'm a nest worker. I'm a nest worker, hey? Well, we're working on the eggs, but, you know, it doesn't even work anymore. The baby machine doesn't even work anymore today, eh? I've got no more sperms. I have to see the doctor, right? Sperms are gone, you know, maybe too much of this here. I don't know. Everything we buy here, yeah. Anyway, you know, it's, I mean, you know, it's all clean and, you know, no problems. I do my work. I obey, you know, and got me mini. I'm a good little slave, yeah. Of course, I hope in 10 years I've got one like this, eh? A Merc, eh? Oh, get out of here now. Let me tell you this, Pharaoh, I'm not your slave, eh? I'm not your slave. I'm a human being, I'm not a little birdie, eh? I'll tell you this, I have enough of you guys, eh? Look at this, you know? I think I was just a stupid homeless talking, eh? Bloody birds. I'm not your slave, Pharaoh, and I'm still here. I don't want to get wet, eh? Yeah. It's not even raining anymore. So, look at that. You've got your bird, eh? You've got your bird with you, you know, you lured into it with your nice car. And you fill up the nest, you know? And what then, you know? Have you ever thought about it? What fucking then? Eh? How's it gonna end then, eh? You know, if you've done the eggs and all that, you know? Attract some guys with your nice coat. So how's it gonna end, eh? Eh? You're just gonna make new slaves for Pharaoh. Hey, eh? Birdie. Oh, birdie. You think you're going on like that for always, forever, eh? They're destroying everything, you know? Your bloody eggs. I'd say it again, your bloody eggs, yeah, they're gonna end up like bloody slaves they are, eh? No matter the nice Audi car you have and all that. And you're gonna end up like that, eh? You never done anything. Just be a little bloody slave for Pharaoh, eh? Bringing it all, you know. Oh, it's weekend, eh? Ah, oh, guys, eh? Oh, that's nice, eh? Hey, that's gonna be a nice weekend, eh? We got all, eh? Come on, we got all. Come on, eh? That's what we work for, right? Yeah, you know, we got all we have tonight, eh? Are we sure we got all? Well, it looks like it. No, that's all you do, you're not making new slaves, you know? Slaves for Pharaoh. That's why you're here for, you know? You're bloody slaves, eh? They're all slaves. Nest providers, making, you know, putting down the eggs, yeah, for the new slaves of Pharaoh. You think you're humans? You're not humans, you bloody birdie, I tell you, you are. Birdie. And then you're gonna die, you know. Then you're gonna die, and that was it, you know, it was the end. Birdie. What did I do in life? I did nothing, you know. I did bloody nothing. I've just been a bloody slave for the whole rest of my life, you know. A nest provider, making slaves for Pharaoh, you know, putting down all the eggs for Pharaoh. That's what I was the whole rest of my life, right? Yellow birdie. Making new slaves for Pharaoh. And are they gonna be free? No, they are not, you know. They're going to do the same like this, you know. Oh, I need a Mercedes, you know. Be birdie, 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 you know, bring the twig. So then has be a obedient slave, an obedient bird, yeah? And get my bird because of my... That's why they say, get me bird, eh? Because I'm having a nice Mercedes, you know, get me bird. One of those like this, you know, with these sort of shoes, you know, that's my kind of bird, eh? Gosh, you're stupid, all of you, you know? Bloody hell. Bloody prison planet. Now what the hell am I doing here? And then me birdie birdie, you know, going to a shop like this, you know, oh, look more like birdie birdie birdie. Oh. Nest providers you are. Yeah, happy little family. Let's put the slave in the car. Now we've got it all, you know. There's no freedom of speech, you know. We're just going to be a nest provider, make more slave for Pharaoh. We got it all, you know. We got this, you know, the caddy full of food. We laid our eggs, you know, got a new slave, eh? Che Guevara! Wee. I got the latest model car, you know, my nest provider. I look like a real man. I look like a real man because I've got this on my car, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, I'm just a good slave, actually. Never mind, I look like a big car, you know. At least the women think I look like a big, you know, like a big man, eh? Well, because they only think about the nest providers. The little birdie birdie. I don't care about the man, you know. His little birdie birdie. Oh look, my husband has a Mercedes. He's a very good nest provider. Oh look at me, I'm such a good slave. Oh yes. I'm so happy, you know. But you know. But you know, if you've laid the eggs, you know, just making new slaves, you know, that's all. For Pharaoh, that's all. It has CH on this bloody car, look at that. CH. Bloody Swiss, eh? You know, actually, the women are the earth, actually, and the man, he's not like earthly, you know, but he had become like this, because he had to, you know. This is the way to be a man nowadays, to be earthly, material. But in fact, you know, the women are the earthly, the yin and the yang, you know. This guy had to provide a chair for the nest, right? Probably. And this is because Pharaoh, they all, you know, they all... They analyzed us. They know it's much better than we know ourselves, you know. And this is like a birdie birdie, how it's going to end, you know. So why do you bloody do it? You know, it's all going to end like this, you know, like, you know, birdie birdie, you know. Or like squeaking birdie birdie, right? Get some more in it. Hey, look at that, eh? Just come on, get out of the car, eh? That would be nice, eh? Why do you do it all for, you know? It's earthly, you know? It's all like, you know, it's like material sort of things, you know? And it's not really the thing you want to do, you know, in life, you know?
What are you doing here?
I'm filming Belgium.
Yes, only, like what's only
women. Look, it's America.
Only
that's
women.
Good, eh? Excuse me?
Especially women you are filming, no?
No, I'm filming...
I think it's so.
I'm filming cars. You know what I can tell you? They shouldn't have liberated you in 1945, you know? Mm-hmm. They shouldn't have done it. You're not worth it, you know?
You're a little bit crazy, I think.
Yeah, you're a bunch of fascists. They shouldn't have liberated you. Oh, look at that C8 on the car. Switzerland, that's why. Look at that, you know. So, you know, I was not allowed to say it, you know. Actually, I had to cut it out because of Fucktube and the Nazi rules, eh? But you know what kind of, you know, what kind of a person this was, eh? There were two women in the car, eh? Get it, eh? I'm not allowed to say so, so I don't, eh? We're in bloody dictatorship. I try to, well, I'll do that later. Yeah, so I have to cut it out, eh? You saw how aggressive they were, eh? Yeah? And she almost attacked me, I could see that, you know? But then I said, you know, oh, I only filmed the cars, you know, I'm a tourist, like, you know, eh? If they would have attacked me, you know, I would have retaliated, you know, like, who's going to prison? Well, I do, eh? So, you know, you have to hide like a little birdie, eh? You have to hide like a little birdie. You can't even be a man anymore, eh? That's the fuck we're going to. So you just be a little birdie, eh? Don't try to be a human being. And just shut the fuck up. You know, that's the only thing you can do. So look at this here. This is by WikiLeaks. This is the pedophile sign that the FBI discovered, and the Pope is having it around his neck, together with the Templars cross, who were a bunch of pedophiles as well, and sodomists. The French king, he was absolutely right about the Knights Templars and what they were. He's got it too, here in like blue and white, pharaonic colors, right? He got here around his neck here. So, you know, don't believe in the Ten Commandments. They kill us, they rape us, we have to do it back to them. You know, don't turn the other cheek, it doesn't bring anything, eh? Forget about the New Testament, we have to stick to the old one. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And you can find it here on the pickles here, French pickles. Here, you got the pedophile sign around it. You got all these green reptilian dicks on it, and it says regalo, it means enjoy it. Enjoy it. Everyone found this here in the forest here. What is this? Looks like, can we eat this? Or maybe not. What is that? Hey little girl, can we eat that? No way. No? Kan man das essen?
Nee,
ja, was passiert denn?
Entweder stirbt man,
ja.
Oder man hat das Gift aus der Pumpe.
Ja, okay. Ja, man stirbt wahrscheinlich. Ja.
Ja.
So, we're not gonna eat that, eh? Oh, me Ross is still alive. You won't get me that quick, eh? Come on. Well, it's raining again. I've been having weeks of rain and rain and rain all the time, eh? So I found myself a little, you know, like in this shop here, you know, like a construction shop or like garden center, you know. I got this nice little thing here. Nice table, you know, look at that. That's Canadian stuff, eh? Look at that. There too, eh? This is in the Ardennes. It's like Canada, you know. It's almost as cold as well in the winter. So, oh yeah, it's Sunday, October 20th, 10 o'clock, But, you know, 10 Celsius, it's not that bad. Only going wet, eh? Hey, Swissy, but I'm still here, Swissy. Hey, I'm disciplined, you know. Hey, Swissy, I'm still here, yeah? Hey. You know, in the garden centre here, they, the nest providers, the nest builders, like Bob the Builder, that's why they show it to our kiddies. They are actually the most, how do you say, the nest builders, they're the most successful species on the earth. They're the most successful human beings, you know. They got all they want, you know, because little birdie, they want a nest, you know, to make little birdie slaves and all that. They say you have to be intelligent, you know, in school. Yeah, be intelligent, you know. I tell you, it's not an advantage at all. It isn't. Just stay terrestrial, you know, and be a nest builder, Bob the Builder, a provider, a nest provider. You have a successful life, you know. Be a good slave, yeah. And they're the most successful species, really. It's all a lie. That's why they make, in the military, before you go into the military, you know, or if there's conscription, if it's compulsory, and anyhow, you have to do a military test. You know why? Because Pharaoh doesn't need any stupid slaves, you know? So they send the most intelligent man to die in the front lanes, in the front row in the war, eh? And anyway, why do you need an intelligence test for, you know? As the officers, they're all aristocrats anyway. It's all the elites anyway. So this is why you need an intelligence test, so they can kill us. You know, bye-bye humanity. Just be a nest provider, eh? You get a nice car, you know, and no problems. And Pharaoh makes sees to it, you know, that you get everything, eh? Everything is arranged. You just work and be a nest provider. Eh? Get some wood here, make a table, you know, and then you get a nice car, you know. Don't be intelligent, yeah? So this is what's left of the human race, you know. And all these nest providers, they're so earthly, you know, they've got no empathies, you know. It's just about, they just think about themselves, you know, the earth, and yeah, be a good slave, eh? It's humanity, eh? Tell you, I'd rather be in the rain, you know, pissing rain, and be like woken up, you know, being a bloody nest provider, you know. I wouldn't mind being a nest provider, but I want to live in freedom, for God's sake. Hey? Hey, it's okay. But this is not freedom, folks. We're all bloody slaves here. Another nest provider. Bonjour. You know, they're pretending to be nice, you know. Because, well, they're harmless. They're harmless nest providers, you know. You can't do really very much with them, eh? Can you now? That's all. Bonjour, you know. Nothing against them, you know. They just get through life, you know, without any problems. Yeah, a little nest provider slave, you know. That's what Pharaoh wants, you know. They never annoy anybody, you know. Just be a nest provider. That's what it's all about, eh? Lay the eggs, eh? Birdie. But what when the eggs are there, you know, the eggs are going to be little birdie slaves then, eh? Yeah, you get yourself a nice Canadian table here, you know, and Bob the Builder sees to it, he gets it all together. I wouldn't mind being a nest provider, I tell you again, I wouldn't mind working, but I'm not a fucking slave, you tell you, eh? Fuck off, all you know, dumb slaves. You know, through all human mankind, you know, the whole history, you know, the strong ones, the intelligent ones, maybe, they've always been protecting the weak ones, you know. So what we see now, the weak ones, they collaborate with Pharaoh and they piss on us now, eh? On the intelligent ones who want to stand up and say, this is not right, you know, this is going too far, you know, I'm not your slave, eh? They just continue, you know, they stab us in the back now, you know, the weak ones. I'm not allowed to pronounce it, you know, because I can't even say that because of the fucktube Nazi rules. But, you know, we always accepted everything, you know, even... How shall I put it without, you know, being deleted immediately? Maybe you know what I want to say, yeah? Accepted all perversions, let's say it like this, eh? And now they stab us in the back, you know? They attack us by our liberty of speech, you know? They're the ones who do, you know, there's another slave there. And, yeah, can't open up your mouth, you know, it's a happy world, isn't it, eh? Yeah, another slave there, look, all Bop the Builders there, walking around with things there. The weak ones, they are attacking us in the back now, they're using the system to attack us, eh? So, we should get rid of all the dumb people now, eh? They're only collaborators with the system anyway. Anyway, you know, anyway. Should change it, eh? Birdie, birdie. I see a tail of a birdie, birdie, birdie. You know. Bring the twigs, eh? They are attacking us in the back, eh? And that they don't protect us, you know? If you're like a dissident like me, you know, doing something for humanity, you know, they don't care. They don't even... They forgot everything about it, that the intelligent and the strong ones have been protecting the weak, like my grandfather died in 1942. Why did he, you know, protecting France and Belgium? You know, I'm sitting here in the rain. Nobody cares about that. Why did he? We should stop protecting the weak. Okay, children are sacred, but for the rest, you know. Now they stab us in the back, the weak do. Look at it, you know. They only think about building, you know, thinking about themselves, you know. There's no solidarity. If I'm hitchhiking, I'm standing for bloody hours in the rain, you know. Protecting the weak. Oh, Europe is, you know, oh, you know, we have to protect them, you know. Oh, you know, and the First World War, there's a war, you know, protect them, you know. Get out of here. Let them protect themselves, you know. Look what's going on in France, you know. Look at it, you know. This is where you gave your life for, you know. Or the poor people in Iraq. This is where you give your life for. Go in the army, you know. And they all, you know, it's useless, you know. In the end, they only think about themselves, you know, do some nest building, eh? That's all what they care about, you know, so you try to save them in a war, and the moment it's over, they go nest building, you know, they only think about themselves, eh? Don't go in the army, don't protect the others, you know, don't protect the weak, don't protect all the perversions. Because they stab us in the back now. We don't even have any more liberty of speech. They take it all away because they're earthly beings, you know. They're not even beings, you know. They're the slaves of Pharaoh. Don't go protect or liberate the slaves of Pharaoh, eh? Don't do that, you know. They do it themselves, eh? Now, this is what humanity has become, you know. Little nest builders, eh? And all these inventions, look at this, eh? All these inventions, they've been done by intelligent people, you know, fragile people even, you know, sensitive people. who could invent all these things, you know, and now it all belongs to the nest builders, you know, who could never, you know, put that together, you know, an invention, any invention at all. Excuse me. Any invention at all. This is why it all goes bollocks, eh? It's all in the hands of ruthless businessmen and you know, taking away our liberty of speech and everything. Oh, dumb slaves, everything. There's another. Hey, Baldy. Another nest builder. Hey? Driving around with a nice car, other people, sensitive people have invented. I tell you now, the sensitive and intelligent people, they end up in the streets, you know, I've seen many of them. And all the so-called weak people, they got everything now, eh? So why do it? You know, I'm not going to do nothing anymore in this society, I tell you. If the Swiss, they put me in prison for bloody nothing, I'm not going to do nothing anymore, you know? I'm a very, you know, disciplined person. I'd like to work. Oh, no, not under these conditions, mate. Forget it. You know, this is the best thing we can do. You know, just stop everything, eh? Just stop everything. You know, protect the weak. You know, they stab us in the back, eh? The perverted and the weak. Hey, look, Belgian cop says the concept of four and the concept of three. There you go. The concept of four and three. Look at that. Hey. Still think it doesn't exist, eh? You saw it. In white, blue and red, you know, it's all in the white because the white car, because that's the system we're living in now. It's a new world order. Blue for the war, so there are three of them. And red where they all come from, you know, the old world order, the old feudal system of the of era. Everybody sit back and grab another coffee. Turn up the heater and the fireplace and turn on your screen and see what's happening in the world, eh? Wow. Let's take my last cold beer here.